A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chaf Dalet, Yevamos 24b, pagination 48, third line on the page, a new Mishnah. Hanitan al avodes kochavim, a person was accused of being with a non-Jewish woman, intimately, improperly, finiskaira, and now she's Jewish, she converted. Says the Mishnah, Hareza lo yichnos, he should not marry her. It's not a smart thing to do. The Gemara says, because it's strengthening the rumor, and he gets a bad reputation by doing so. V'imkonas, but if he did bring her in, he did marry this woman, ein motzien miyado, we will not influence and take her away and require them to get divorced. Maybe he was with her when she was not Jewish. Maybe he wasn't with her when she was not Jewish, and it's only a rumor. It doesn't really matter to us. The fact is, if they are now married, we leave it as such. As mentions the Gemara, really leading into a question, Hagiyoris miyahavya, but you're telling me that her gerus works, even though these rumors abound. And the implication or the concern here is that maybe she got her conversion in order to marry this Jewish man, in which case the conversion was done for ulterior motives, which is a very severe red flag. Viraminhi, let's ask. Echad isha niskaya lishum isha, if you have a man who converted in order to get married to a woman, ve'echad isha sheniskaya lishum ish, or a woman who converted in order to marry a certain man, ve'chem isha niskaya lishum sholchem alachim, or a person who converted because they were hoping that would be their ticket to royalty of some sort, lishum avdei shlomo, for example, to marry into the family of Shlomo's servants, who were all powerful people. Einam geirim divi Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says it's not a good conversion. Shahayu Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Rabbi Nechemya used to say, Echad geiri arayos, people who converted out of fear. Vechad geiri chalomos, or people converted because a spiritual type person, a dreamer, or they had a dream that told them to convert, ve'echad geirei Mordechai ve'Esther, or the converts in the time of Mordechai and Esther, where the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, ve'rabi me'amei ha'aretz misiyahadim, many people became Jewish because they were so fearful of the Jews, they held them in such respect. Einam geirim, all of that is not good. Geirus, according to Rabbi Nechemya, achi yiskairu, until they convert in times like ours, where we're not holding any great tickets to physical goodness, and the only reason they would want to convert would be because they're truly committed to Judaism. Otherwise, it doesn't work, according to Rabbi Nechemya. Ha'itmar Allah. The answer really is that Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa Mishmei Derav Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kulam Geirim Heim. We paskin like the dissenting opinion that such conversion does work, even though they had an ulterior motive. You got to be careful. You got to make sure that the conversion is such that they're going to stick to it. But just because it was Shalo Lishma doesn't automatically invalidate the conversion. Skip two lines and start at the beginning of a line. Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ein mikablim gedrim limos ha-Mashiach. We will not be accepting converts when Mashiach comes. Kayotzebo, similarly, lo kibru gedrim lo bimei David v'lo bimei Shlomo. In the times of David, in the times of Shlomo, great times of the Jewish people, they did not officially accept converts because we're worried about the motives. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, my kra, it's actually based on a pasuk. Hein gur, yagur, if a person wants to be megay or wants to dwell with us, efes meosi, the time to do it is when Hashem is, so to speak, not there. When people cannot see Hashem's presence blessing the Jewish people. Migor itach alecha yipol. And a person who joins the Jewish people when they're downtrodden, then alecha yipol, they will stay with them in good times as well. Aval idach lo, but the reverse is not acceptable. Which leaves us with two viewpoints. Rabbi Nehemiah, that we don't accept converts with ulterior motives. And the dissenting opinion, which is the way we paskin, that as much as we take into account Rabbi Nehemiah's concern, but ultimately, if a Beis Din would accept somebody because they're confident, because they're convinced, because the person is truly accepting mitzvahs, even though there were other issues, the gerus would work. And that's why in our Mishnah, even if there are rumors that the person was megayer with a relationship to a Jew, once they're married, if the gerus went through, if it was acceptable, if they truly accepted mitzvahs, then whoever it is going to be accepted, and we don't delve further. This obviously is very relevant to nowadays with intermarried couples, where even if you do all your protection and you separate the couple and you educate the couple and you make sure that everything's good and that the non-Jewish spouse is truly being megayer, converting with sincerity, you do have the issue to make sure that the Jewish spouse is also on board. And Reb Moshe Feinstein was probably the strongest to articulate the problem that you can't expect the converting spouse to expect to be more observant than the Jewish spouse. You can't expect that. That's not a normal dynamic. And therefore, generally, unless the Jewish spouse also goes for education and increases their observance, the non-Jewish spouse would not typically be accepted in conversion in a kosher Beis Din. Taisvis over here mentions a number of cases where we find that Gerim were accepted even though it was the times of David and Shlomo, or without what seems to be clear motives. There seem to be some ulterior motives as well. Taisvis mentions the case that Shlomo converted Bas Paro, a princess, and married her. And Taisvis responds to that, that's a case of her being royalty, and therefore marrying royalty would not be considered an ulterior motive, because she already has Shulchan Malachim, the blessings of a royal family. Taisvis also mentions that we find that people did convert during different times, such as the times of David and the times of Mordechai and Esther, as the Pasuk says. Taisvis defines it as me'atzman niskayru. They converted on their own. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, phrases it as they converted bifnei hedyotos, in front of ordinary rabbis. In other words, not with our sanction officially from the hierarchy of Jewish leadership, but rather they converted. They managed to pull off a conversion with some judges, with some dayanim, with some sort of bezdin. And the Rambam writes, Choshishin, you have to be concerned about such conversions, Ad sheyira acharisin, until you see how things develop, so that we're kind of on standby. We're not positive that such people were converted with proper intent, and that's to a great extent why there is a movement nowadays to try to standardize conversion practices. Finally, Tosfos mentions that we know a story in Gemara Shabbos that Hillel converted somebody who said, on condition that I become a Kohen Gadol. It doesn't sound like you could have more ulterior motives than that. And Tosfos says, Batuach haya Hillel, desof alasas l'shem shemayim. Hillel was clear. It's a judgment call. And Hillel is a responsible party, and he knew that this person would come through. It was only a misunderstanding when he said he wants to be a Kohen Gadol, the high priest. What he meant was, I want to strive for the top, or whatever Hillel understood him to mean. But Hillel understood that it was going to be a good conversion. Rabbi Kiva Eger mentions that we should look at Tosfos on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis 109b, and over there Tosfos introduces the concept of misametzes, that one of the criteria to know that a person is truly ready to convert for the right reasons is that things get difficult for them and they strengthen themselves with a determination which makes it clear that it's not just a fad, but truly a commitment. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.